Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic.
Can he get it away in time on the step back? He does! He hits! He hits! And the Mavericks have won the game! Luka Doncic with a 30-footer to win it at the horn!
And you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. You can find me, as always, on Twitter at Dalton_Trigg. You can find the pod account at Step Back Mavs. Happy Friday. We made it through another week. It was a long one, at least for me it was. I don't know what happened this week. It just felt like it just drug on to the end. But we made it. It's Friday. About to have a weekend. We make it through another week next week, and we're going to have a longer weekend. At least I know most people probably will. Memorial Day weekend. So that'll be fun. I'll try to get away a little bit for that. But obviously, Mavs content, at least from my end, it's endless. It goes year-round. There's always something to talk about. But since the Mavs didn't make the playoffs this year, it seems to be a little slower at this point in time than it usually is. They made the Western Conference Finals last year, so we still had actual basketball to talk about for a long time. They didn't make the postseason at all this year, so they've been out of it for a while now. And, you know, at a certain point, people just start to forget about the Mavs. But they did have the draft lottery on Tuesday. They retained that number 10 pick. There are a handful of options for the Mavs with that 10th pick. It's a deep draft. They can add a high quality lottery pick talent with that number 10 pick in one of the deeper drafts that I personally have seen in a while. You know, I don't scout guys, college guys, 24/7 throughout the year. But when it comes time to do so, I do sit down and go through guys' tapes and look at their stats and all that good stuff when it applies to the Mavs. So based on what I've looked at so far and based on what I've read from others and, seeing what people have said about it, I agree that this is, one of the more deep lotteries. And really the first round from start to finish is going to be deep in this one. So, that's one reason why if the Mavs want to, for example, in the last pod, we talked about that that mock draft from The Athletic. They had the Mavs selecting Derek Lively from Duke at number 10. Well, if the Mavs really want to do that, then, they could potentially trade back into the first round because Lively is projected as being a late first round pick. You could trade back into the late first round, potentially add another asset or two, and still get your guy if Lively is that guy. So, that's the kind of stuff we're looking at. Now, before we get into this next trade scenario that I've come up with, and I'm going to try to limit these to, just one per day, just because I don't want to just overload everything for the offseason, because it could potentially be a long offseason based on, you know, what happens in the draft or before the draft. But before I get into that, I just want to remind everybody that Manscaped has a new beard hedger. I have one that I use personally. I love it. You know, much easier than just using a regular razor. It's got 20 different options that you can do for the guard on there. And you can go to manscaped.com and you can get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code MAVSTEPBACK. That was not a pre-written ad. That's just, you know, me throwing it out there. So very professional stuff here on Mav Step Back with our with our Manscaped.com ad. Be sure to go do that if you have a beard and you want to keep it groomed and looking nice. And mine is slightly scraggly this morning, but, you know, that's just because it's early in the morning. That'll change here in a little bit. So, okay, so here is the next scenario that I have thought about with the Mavs. And look, we all know how the Mavs have been linked to Miles Turner over the years. You know, he's a Dallas guy, you know, grew up in the area. He's been linked to the Mavs in trade rumors for what feels like the last 3 to 4 years, maybe more, maybe longer than that. And then it just never happens. But it seems like this could be the time where they actually move on from him, because although the Pacers have some good young pieces, and, you know, they've got Tyrese Halliburton, who is the future of the franchise there right now. You know, Turner, I don't know how Turner fits in with them long term. Now, he signed an extension that got him more money this past season, a lot more money, like in the 30 plus million range. But it was constructed to where this next season and the season after that, he goes back to making $20 million a year. So it's a very tradable contract. I think, you know, the Mavs with that 10th pick would be able to interest the Pacers in doing something like that. Because, I mean, look, he's been in trade rumors for so long, and he's not getting any younger. The Pacers aren't going to be a, you know, championship contender anytime soon, unless something crazy just happens. And, you know, who knows, maybe with all these DeAndre Ayton rumors and, you know, him wanting to go to the Pacers last summer, maybe that gets rekindled and, you know, the Pacers and the Suns end up doing a Ayton for Turner swap without picks being involved. Or if they wanted to go younger and more with their Halliburton timeline, or if they have a prospect that they like better than what they've seen from Ayton recently, who is making $30+ million a year now, maybe they would rather have that 10th pick. And some would argue that the Mavs should rather have that 10th pick and add the younger player on the cost efficient contract for the next 3 to 4 years. I tend to lean that way in this particular scenario, but we know how the Mavs operate. We know that, you know, they're feeling the pressure to win now. Some of these guys in the draft, I believe, can be win now players while also having room to grow into something more. So, you know, like Jairus Walker, who has developed into my guy this year. Every time the Mavs have a lottery pick, I always like have this one guy that I just kind of latch on to in hopes that he falls to the Mavs in the lottery. In 2017, it was De'Aaron Fox. That was my guy, just hoping that he'd fall to number 9. Obviously, that didn't happen. And, you know, I was happy with Dennis Smith Jr. at the time too, but, you know, it was always Fox first, and that just didn't happen. In 2018, Luka was my guy. I didn't know if they'd legitimately have a chance to get him after they fell from the third best odds to the 5th pick. Traded up, got him. That was great. Now, as a disclaimer, I also liked Marvin Bagley a lot in that draft. but like I put on Twitter the other day, we try not to talk about that too much around here. You win some and you lose some, and I lost some with Marvin Bagley that year. So, but this year I am very much on the Jairus Walker bandwagon, because if you go watch him play for Houston this past year, he just seems to be everything the Mavs need in a big man. And now look, he's only 6'7", 6'8", but he's got a 7'2" wingspan. His instincts on the defensive end are amazing. His timing on blocks, his rotations, his feet are quick. You know, he doesn't just get completely blown by on the perimeter. He can keep up with guys, and even if he does get beat, he has a long enough wingspan to where he can block the shot from behind. So I love it. I love everything he brings to the game. He's shown some passing ability. He has a nice jumper. I mean, his three-point efficiency isn't spectacular, but it's, you know, league average, I believe. So, I mean, he just kind of – I've said it a couple times before. He seems like the next version of Draymond Green to enter the league. And that's exactly the type of player the Mavs need, in my opinion. A guy who can potentially guard 1 through 5, switchable defender, a glue guy, a guy to take the role that Finney Smith had, but potentially be better than Finney Smith, you know, more versatile on the offensive end. So that's who I'm looking at. And there's other guys I like too, like Taylor Hendricks, and there's a handful of guys in that top round, you know, the Thompson brothers. But, you know, I just don't know if those guys are going to fall to 10. Whereas I've seen Walker in certain cases in some of these mock drafts, and I did a live mock draft last weekend where he did fall to 10. So, I mean, that's that. I feel like that's a more realistic option for the Mavs. And look, if none of those players become available for the Mavs at 10, then you have to consider trading the pick if you're not just, you know, confident in who's available helping you get back to the playoffs this next season. Because if you're not confident in that player and you don't think that they can help immediately, that's going to be a hard sell to Luka Doncic and potentially Kyrie Irving, who the Mavs are hoping to re-sign to a long-term contract this summer. And that's another thing to keep an eye on too, because, you know, if the Kyrie stuff doesn't work out, if he's going to go to a contender, it's going to have to possibly be a sign and trade. You know, this new CBA makes it hard for him to just, you know, go wherever. And some of these capped out teams that are contenders, I don't even know if a sign and trade is possible. There'd have to be some maneuvering going on there. So basically, if Kyrie Irving wants to go somewhere that's a better championship opportunity than what the Mavs are right now, chances are that the team acquiring him is going to have to cooperate with the Mavs to do a sign and trade. I don't think it's going to be a Jalen Brunson situation where, you know, the Knicks found other avenues of dumping salary first just to get Brunson outright. So I'm not saying that teams can't create space for Irving. I'm just saying the teams that he would potentially want to join over the Mavs, I think that's going to be harder for that to happen. So I fully expect the Mavs to re-sign Irving, and, you know, we'll have to see what other roster moves they do, you know, to bolster the roster after that. So I'm going to show this.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Trade I got here. Could just talk about it, but you know, still getting the hang of this screen share thing. But my, here we go. My trade scenario is the Mavs get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, who another guy who's not getting any younger for the Pacers. And the Pacers would get Tim Hardaway Jr., Maxi Kleba, Reggie Bullock, and they wouldn't let me put the 10th pick in there because they can't trade it until they make the selection. So, you know, I put that 2027 pick in there just for the, you know, just to show the illustration here. But I understand that this might be kind of pipe dreaming because it's like, would the Pacers really trade Hield and Turner for three aging rotation players and one top 10 pick in this year's draft? Probably not. I mean, look, I'm irrationally optimistic sometimes, but I'm going to, you know, probably not. But, I mean, there's always a chance. Miles Turner, he's still got those 2 years left for $20 million each. He has had his injury issues in the past. He's inconsistent at times. You know, he'll have this 1 or 2 month stretch during every season where he looks unstoppable. And then other times it's just like, you know, well, you're kind of wondering if he really has that dog in him, so to speak. And then Buddy Hield, you know, same thing with him. He's one of the better 3-point shooters in the league, but, you know, he's not a great defender, and he is going to be an expiring contract worth $19 million. So Tim Hardaway Jr., he's got 2 years left, and it keeps descending every year. He's going to be making $17.8 million this next season. So it's like, you know, you have Buddy Hield on an expiring. You could get a similar type of player in Tim Hardaway Jr. and still have another year after this next year with Tim Hardaway Jr. Being able to shoot threes at the same, near the same clip while not having the defense. So I don't know. I mean, we know that Rick Carlisle, he likes THJ. He likes Maxi Kleba. That's something to consider. Even if you took out, just for example, you could take out Buddy Hield. You could take out Buddy Hield. You could take out Tim Hardaway Jr. And let's just say, you know, Miles Turner for Maxi Kleba, Reggie Bullock in number 10. That would work too. You know, the Pacers would get a similar type of big in Maxi Kleba, a guy who can protect the rim, can hit threes. You know, he's not the level of player that Turner is when healthy, but he is a similar type that you can plug in there, and he's on contract for another three seasons. And then you get Reggie Bullock, who is on a one-year deal, and that's not fully guaranteed for this next season. So the Pacers could potentially keep him on an expiring, or they could, you know, get off of that contract before the season starts and save some money there. And then obviously you'd have the first-round pick too. So That is my trade scenario for today, for this Friday. The Mavs have been linked to Miles Turner so often that I just feel like that's a natural one to bring up. He has given off the vibes over the last year or so that he would welcome playing for the Mavs and for Luka. He really likes Luka. So I think that's something we need to look at. The Mavs need a rim protector. They need more of a presence down low than what they've had over the last 2 years. And I know Turner isn't a perfect player, and I know he's had an injury history in the past, but he's better than what the Mavs have had. The Mavs need a guy like Turner who is near top of the league in blocks, who can, you know, move his feet and defend. You know, he's not going to just get burned on the perimeter all the time. A guy that can move his feet and be a little bit versatile on the defensive end. And then on the offensive end, he can knock down a three or two if needed. You know, he can expand his range out there and bring more versatility to the offense, opposed to if you had a center like DeAndre Ayton or Rudy Gobert, who, you know, the type of player Rudy Gobert is, for example, I think would work well with Luka, but it does limit you on the offensive end because of his lack of ability on that end. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. And look, we may find out something sooner than what people think, because if you remember last year, that Christian Wood trade happened like 8 full days before the NBA draft, which I didn't really know that could happen while the previous season's NBA finals were still going on. So the Mavs trade for Christian Wood while the finals were still happening. So maybe something happens this year too. I doubt it, because again, the Mavs can't trade that number 10 pick until they actually make a selection. The NBA draft is on June 22nd this year. So we're probably going to have to wait till the 22nd of June, at least, you know, before we see some Mavs activity there. But guys, I appreciate you coming in and listening to me ramble for about 20 minutes today. I'm going to try to not do that as long for these solo pods, but sometimes things just happen. But I do appreciate y'all coming in and listening, and I would very much appreciate it if you would leave me a like on YouTube, if you would subscribe on YouTube and tell your friends, and go like, rate, and subscribe on all your other favorite podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you go there and subscribe, leave us a review, put your @ if you're doing it on Apple Podcasts, and then on Spotify, I believe it shows your account name anyway. But if you leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, it automatically enters you for a chance to win future giveaways. If we give away t-shirts, if we give away tickets during the season, whatever the case may be, if you go do that, it'll automatically enter you for a chance to win that. So go throw your name in the hat there. And again, I'm trying to do more YouTube stuff here lately, so go give me a like on the video. If you did like the content, go subscribe on YouTube. You can leave comments if you want to. Tell your friends. Let's get this thing going. I'm going to get more comfortable doing the screen share stuff, and I'm going to try to branch off into adding, you know, more video stuff within the YouTube podcasts, and we're going to try and make this more interesting and complex as it goes on. So I'm learning on the fly. We're going to keep this thing going throughout the summer. And hopefully the Mavs have a big summer and we have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. So, guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your Friday and have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.